Good morning, Coach Miles. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Coach. Before we get to questions from the media, can you just start us off with a brief opening statement?
Well, the Huskers are excited to get to New York City and compete for a Big Ten championship, as I'm sure the other 13 teams are. Should be a historic week, and we're happy the regular season concluded with a strong finish, and we're looking forward to postseason.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Tom Rizach, KLIN Radio.
Hey, Coach, starting off here, you mentioned after the game last night that it's been 4 years since you guys have gotten a double bye, and in the last 3 years you guys have played the play-in game on Wednesday. I guess just fundamentally speaking, what would you say are the main advantages of getting that extra day off with the double bye as opposed to playing on that play-in game on the first day?
Well, you know, when you play in the opening round or whatever you call it, it seems like everything is kind of hurried. You know, you're hustling to try and figure out, okay, who exactly do you play? It wasn't until last night that, you know, they knew who the teams were, but who was going to play who exactly got ironed out. You're getting travel plans ready. You know, I think it was, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, we could have been like anywhere from a 10 to a 12 seed. So, you know, you never know. You might be playing on Thursday, Wednesday, whatever it takes. So, you know, just not having to go through that rush of travel plans, preparation really helps.
And our next question comes from the line of Dylan Finn, the Journal Gazette.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, you and Penn State seem to be the only two teams in the league that are really kind of on the bubble this year. Everyone else is already in or is playing. They have to win the tournament to get in. How do you think that affects the competitiveness of this tournament compared to other years?
I think that any time you go to a postseason play, it's like a breath of fresh air. Now, there might be a few teams here and there that have checked out. But, for instance, I'm watching Iowa last night just go after Northwestern. They obviously haven't checked out, you know. Some teams have injuries and other issues going on. But as you look at it, I think teams look at it like a new life. You know, we played in the quarterfinals against Maryland. We played Rutgers in the first round, and then we beat, a Sweet 16 team in Wisconsin 2 years ago. And then we were down to about a 3 or 4 point game late with Maryland in the quarterfinals. And, you know, that was exciting for our guys. That was a great way to really end our season with, you know, competing well. So you can look at this as a way to, you know, leapfrog into your next season too. So I think there's a lot of really good things about the tournament. I think it will be highly competitive.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Tim, kind of along those lines, do you tell your guys to block out any, like to talk about the tournament and talk about being in or out, or do you tell them to embrace that and to take advantage of the opportunity in front of them, like, you know, understanding that what's at stake with each game? How do you approach the mental aspect of that?
Well, what I tell them about all social media, and, you know, I'm a member of that too. Are we members of social media? Is like everybody a member of the media socially? I don't know.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, here's what I do tell them. Yeah. What I do tell them is don't invest any emotional energy in it. You know, I mean, you can see what it is, but don't let whatever anybody's saying upset you. You can't invest in it that way. We have enough energy issues this late in the year with stress, with the toll of the season, with, you know, just everything that goes with it. Let's invest our energy where it belongs, physically, emotionally, mentally, everywhere. And let's put it into our team and where we're trying to go with our direction.
And our next question comes from the line of Roman Stubbs, Washington Post.
Hey, Tim, along the same lines, have you given a lot of thought about what you'll do next week, depending on what happens with the tournament, if you're waiting for a bid or for whatever? Have you kind of thought about how you might map out the week to keep your guys practicing and fresh and all of that?
Yeah, actually, that's a good question. I actually started doing that this morning. It kind of depends on, you know, do you lose in the quarters? Do you lose in the semis? What your travel plans are coming back? But there's no time we want some time off. There's no time the one thing you can't do is lose a competitive edge. So how do you maintain that and balance off, you know, keeping your guys fresh? And we know the good news is we know we're going to a postseason event, and we know that we're going to play. And so that's the good news. As we go forward, you know, I think it's important that we do balance exactly what I just said, which is your rest and your competitive edge. You have to balance those two things out. So it really will depend on what our week looks like for this week, how far and how long we remain in New York City, and then how we put that into play until Selection Sunday.
Coach, those are all the questions we have for you this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, everybody.